Hello,
Hello.
Welcome to the Rabbit Trail Podcast.
Well, we talk about one subject and and end up in Wonderland.
This segment is called Demented Dungeons and Dragons, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Right.
And ice cream.
Ice cream! Not so much lately.
Not so much lately.
No, I crave it, but it's too cold.
And that's what I'm eating right now.
and I was falling asleep. That repetitive music gets to you.
I was falling asleep on the last podcast.
Oh, my God.
I was a little awake. I'm a little more awake now.
Well, you're probably more coherent than I was.
So, do you want games or drama?
Let's hear the drama.
Well, I screwed up.
What'd you do?
Oops, wait a minute. Back up.
What's her name and what did you do?
Her name is Lori.
And you got her pregnant.
No. Thank God. Now it's time to test my new keyboard. Sweet, it's working. Yeah, you remember Lori?
From down south?
Yes.
Mount View?
Mount Vernon.
Something? Mount Vernon. Yeah, that's almost right. Well,
I do have an ex-girlfriend from Mountain View, but no, Mount Vernon.
Yeah, well, she was never really your girlfriend.
This one,
You never physically met her, even.
Correct. We've been off and on, basically, since 2015.
Off and on talking.
Basically, yeah. Off and on talking and breaking communication because one of us says something wrong. So that's not a good sign, is it?
Whoops, you did it again.
Well, my dumbass reestablished communication last night. I couldn't communicate with her on Facebook because she blocked me. Now, I could have created another Facebook account, but I already have a dozen. Why do I need another one? And I'm just kidding. I only have three. But she blocked me on all three. And, and I assumed she blocked my phone number, too, because it was just an assumption. And I didn't even know if her phone number was still the same. So I contacted her via the last means of communication that we had, because last year she contacted me on Valentine's Day apologizing to me through video chat. What was it? Marco Polo video chat.
Marco Polo. I haven't tried that one yet.
It's retarded. I mean, it's okay, but it's retarded. Anyways, but I'm not a fan of video chat, so there you go. Anyways, it's basically you might say it's kind of like our anniversary, but from when we first started talking, because we first started talking like about this time in 2015. And so anyways, last year she ended up contacting me on Marco Polo apologizing for what happened in 2016. I think it was 2016. Yeah, 2016. And summer-ish of 2016, we ended up having a falling out, and she ended up blocking me. So I just went on my way.
One of those men.
Huh?
One of those men going your own way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, she got mad at me because she was lining me up as a backup plan for her current relationship. And instead of being like most men and saying, oh, cry on my shoulder, I'll be here for you, I was like, no, you need to be there for your man.
Right, because he's like being hospitalized and whatever. So why are you messing with her?
Well, no, he wasn't hospitalized.
Whatever. He had conditions.
He was grieving his wife who passed away.
Oh, okay.
So he was a widower. And so he was grieving her, because the anniversary date of her death was coming up, and he was having a hard time. Well, she was having a hard time, and I don't know 100% that she was lining me up as a backup plan, but that's the way it appeared.
Right.
And whenever I said what I said, I basically ended up inadvertently, you know, some people said that I was calling her a whore or a slut inadvertently, and that's why she blocked me. But
she may well have taken it that way.
Right. Now, if I wasn't correct, she probably wouldn't have Marco Polo'd me and apologized. But, so that just means that I probably was more accurate than not. However, yeah. So I don't know why I reestablished communication, but I did. And then today I said something that probably was wrong, and now she's not communicating with me, so it's pretty much over.
Hey, again. Slut, how's it going?
No. No, it was actually innocent. You know, it's like... I mean,
so how many men have you been dating since we last talked?
Oh, I didn't say. I'm not that crude. But I mean, it's like I was like, once I Marco Polo'd her, she hurried up and went to Facebook and unblocked me, like bam, like that. And then
okay.
Got on Marco Polo and messaged me back saying that she unblocked me. So, but I made it clear I wasn't a big fan of video chat. So. I messaged her on Facebook and gave her my phone number. And mostly I just wanted to reconnect and see how she was doing and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I still have an interest in her, but I'm not 100% sure I should. So I just kind of, you know, wanted to see how she was doing and maybe reestablish a friendship. So.
Well. It all depends on if she lost her ex and how she lost her ex.
That too. So, she messaged me. It appears I did did still have you in my phone. I don't think mine has changed since the last time we talked. And no, hers hasn't changed. But, and I said, yeah, still the same. I never deleted you either, just filed your number at the bottom of my list so I didn't see it all the time. And she never responded. Because I didn't have her at the top of the list, I guess. So then 4 hours later, I said,
she was a Z.
She's a Z, yeah. Put her in my Z file. So then 4 hours later, I said, how's your day and how have you been? I could barely understand you on Marco Polo because there was some background noise. I had to listen to it like 5 times just to hear what she had to say. And even then, I've struggled. I think I actually listened to it like 12 times to actually hear it.
Desperate.
Well, not desperate. I just couldn't understand what she was saying. I wanted to understand what she was saying. You know, I wanted clarity.
Men don't care what women say unless they're desperate.
Well, I might be a little desperate, but I'm not desperate.
I'm giving you a hard time. Holy shit.
But no, I mean, you know, I don't know. Women are weird.
Yeah, they got to be. Especially the ones that are attracted to men.
So lesbians are normal?
I guess. I don't know. I haven't tried to date one.
Well, I've dated two.
They got to be more normal than heterosexual, you know?
Well, of course, I guess they weren't lesbians. They were bisexuals. But I've dated a few. Couple.
No, you're a woman. They'd still be lesbians dating you.
This is true. No, I'm not a lesbian. After watching the L Word, I'm not a lesbian. I learned what a male lesbian was.
Okay.
And most guys who call themselves lesbians are far from it.
Probably. They're probably just fantasizing.
Definitely. It's just fantasizing. But they have no idea what it is to be a male lesbian. Being in relationships with bisexual women, you learn the LGBT community. And you learn a lot of stuff that you thought you learned. But didn't really know.
Yeah, I don't think I'll bother.
Yeah. Well, anyways, a male lesbian, a true male lesbian, would basically want to have intimate relations with another woman or with a woman or whatever you want to call it. Like another woman would have a relationship with another woman if the guy was a woman. So the guy would be offended if he was expected to have intercourse with her like another guy.
Okay. So like from Big Bang's theory, the Brainiac would have been a male lesbian.
Well, not really, because would he strap on a strap-on in order to have a relationship, you know, have sex basically with another woman, or would he want to use his own genitalia?
Actually, I think he'd, from the character, I think he'd rather do neither.
Right. That's asexual. That's not bisexual or lesbian. That's asexual. They're not.
But that's even when he had a girlfriend and was interested in her.
Right. Coitus, I think they call it. Coitus? How's it pronounced? Coitus?
I don't know.
Anyway, something like that. The quadruple space.
Right.
Right. So anyway,
that's what they should call it.
Quadruple space. I'm going to start calling it that more often. Hey, baby, let's have some quadruple space. She'd be like, what? You know, quadruple space.
That silence in the film when, you know, they do stuff, but they don't show us.
Right. That's why they can call it a PG movie. Anyway, so probably she's probably going to block me again, and I'll probably never hear from her again, which is probably a good thing.
You dipshit.
Yeah. I suck with women.
They would probably like that.
Huh? It sunk in after I said, huh.
Well, you know, I don't... I'm usually not vulgar, so...
Well, and I'm a little slow, just like David Ray.
I'm usually not vulgar, so I can understand why it didn't sink in. You wouldn't even imagine me suggesting something vulgar.
Perhaps. So anyway, so that's my drama.
Oh, my.
I ended up trying to spark an old flame, and it burned out.
Yep.
Just as quick as it fired up, because I'm an idiot.
Oh, we have a friend who's dying, and I won't mention names.
Yeah, I know.
And they brought over a hospital bed. She had a hospital bed, but this one has rails.
Right.
And so we helped set that up. And she ate today, which, you know, is kind of a good sign because she hasn't eaten in close to a week. So she finally got hungry. The doctor says she had about 2 weeks left to live. So. And that may or may not be true, but yeah.
Well, they're usually not right.
Well, they're right if you do everything they tell you.
That's true. Well, not necessarily. Like
yeah.
That one Amish herbologist said, you know, with that one family, the doctor said the mother was dying and that they were just going to release her to go home with their family and to spend her last days, you know, with family, with loved ones. So, you know, she didn't have very long to live. I don't remember what they said. Not even a month, I think. Or, no, actually, I think it was just a couple months. I don't know. I don't remember exactly. So, he said, well, should we keep giving her medicine? He goes, it's not going to matter at this point whether you give her the medicine or not. So they basically just took her off all the meds, you know, like the doctor said, it doesn't matter. And they packed her up, moved her into their house, sold her house, and liquidated a lot of her stuff and basically prepared her for death, you know, prepared themselves for death or whatever. 14 years later, she finally passed away. So sometimes listening to the doctor is a good thing.
Yeah, I forgot about that story, but yeah, that's probably what saved her.
Yeah, getting off the medications. He said they didn't, and he said they didn't do anything alternative health wise. You know, maybe they gave her some healthy food or something, but outside of the ordinary, they didn't do anything to prevent her death per se. They didn't give her any kind of alternative medicines or none of that stuff.
Well, they took her off the witch doctor medicine.
Right. That's the only thing they did, according to the story. And that only thing they did is basically what cured her.
Right. Right. Bloody well, right.
It's crazy. You know, so she went, you know, from only going to live, you know, a few months to living more than a few years.
Right.
But yeah, the doctor said, you know, she did what the doctor said. But normally, if you do, or they did what the doctor said, but normally if you do what the doctor says, you'll die. You will surely die.
You'll die on schedule.
Yeah, on their schedule.
Yeah.
Because they don't really want you to die. They want you to live as long as you can under their whatever protection, under their roof, under their medical observation, so that they can make as much money off of you as possible.
Right.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
I gotta wait 39 minutes to give myself more gems.
Yeah, I got my color planet out to where I... every 11 hours. I'm good for 11 hours at a time.
Yeah, me too. For the most part. I just created some more green guys.
Yeah, I'm following the pattern you suggested. After I make my buildings and conduct my trades, everything else gets spent to making more green guys.
Little green men.
And I've altered my my trade procedures. I don't trade anything flat. I don't trade anything less than flat. You know, it's all got to be, I'm getting more of whatever I'm trading for than what I put into it. So, I got a good supply of yellow as a result. But that's something else. I don't trade for something that I have a lot more of than what I'm trading. So,
oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you're producing a lot more greens than you would any other color, except maybe yellow. So, always sell your greens for other colors.
Right. Well, I may occasionally trade for green, but only if I have a lot more red than I do green. All right. And then I'll only trade red for green if I'm getting more green then I'm giving red. So I'm always moving upward in amount.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I'm upgrading my red guy now.
Yeah, and I still haven't implemented my alt in that game yet. If ever I do, I will be collecting all treasures. It'll be tedious, but you know the alt will be red, blue, purple, yellow. And I'll never be in want for radio parts.
Right.
Oh, my.
Oh, me, oh, my. I like stinking pie.
No, she should take a bath first.
Right. I've got 1,560 green gems, whatever they're called.
Yeah, they got names for these things. I just call them red, yellow, green, blue, and purple.
Hydranium. Hadranium.
Yeah, what color is gelbum? Gelbium.
yellow. Gelbrimium.
Gelbrum.
Gelbrew. G-E-L-B-U-R. Gelbrew.
Gelbra?
Gelbrew.
Yeah, I don't know.
The red ones are rube.
Yeah, that's the one that makes the most sense. Rubium?
Rubinium.
Rubinium?
Yeah, maybe.
Rubium?
I think this game is Russian, so these words might be Russian for whatever they actually mean.
Right, so they're probably saying emeralds, rubies.
Right, because green is Azon.
Green is Azon? No, it's not. This would be blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got.
Which would be close to Azul.
1,500 greens. I got 12 reds, 12 yellows. And 360 blues and 234 purples. Just created some new workers, so now I have less. I should have placed my workers on my way here. But instead, I did not.
Yeah, looks like some of my trades went through. Nope, that's an old notice.
So I'm placing some blue workers, some red workers.
Oh, my. I finally have a place that's lower than 70. Yeah, I figure I'll make number one of these days just because everybody else quits.
Yeah.
I'll be the only player for about a week.
Me too.
Which will give me world dominance. Yeah, it'll be the week after you quit.
We will rule the world after everyone leaves it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we suck too much to rule.
Right.
Although I'm in the top 50. I can't get past that. I think the best score I had was like 47, 48, something like that. And then
yeah, I don't know.
That,
I'm not sure it matters.
It don't matter that I suck.
That's some attitude you have there, young man.
Thank you. Oh, I got 9 messages.
Oh, my. Can I go to bed now? Yeah, I'm pooped.
Me too. So, before we go, you have any gaming stuff to talk about?
I don't know. I do know I'm going to work on Greenhouse tomorrow. And maybe spend some time with 4 cats in a camper.
And how many of them are neutered?
I don't know that any of them are wearing clothes.
Because that's the big thing. We're bad people because we don't neuter our cats.
Oh, neutered. I thought you said nude.
They're all nude.
They're all nude. They're not wearing any clothes. They are naked cats.
Yeah, no, I guess that's the thing going around now is, well, not really now, it's been going around.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got a friend who's kind of upset that we let the cats just breed, but
if we didn't, we wouldn't have any.
Yeah, if we didn't, we wouldn't have any, you know.
I mean, we were down to 2, and then they bred, and we had 3, and then we got donated 3 more.
Right. Sort of. We're kind of caretakers of somebody else's cats at this point.
Yeah, we have a cat, Haven. But...
Right. And I think at this point, 2 of the cats I could turn loose, but... your mom finally told me she lost her shelter for the 2 cats, and so she brought them here and dropped them off. And I did not know until I went to feed the 2 cats, and a streak shot across the floor and disappeared. You know, so.
And it was an unfamiliar streak.
Right, so you know, there was 2 cats that were friendly with me, and a 3rd cat that just vanished. So I've got Muffy, who's supposed to be a fat cat, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so I assume I haven't seen Muffy. I assume the one that disappeared was Stinky Davis, or Prince, or whatever you want to call him.
And Muffy's been hiding.
And Muffy's apparently hiding. I don't see Muffy moving quickly anywhere.
She's not slow, but she's not quick either, yeah.
Yeah, so she was already hid, or I would have seen her.
Yeah. She's probably a little traumatized right now.
Right.
Because she's like, I don't know what's going on. I've been abandoned. Oh, my God.
And in a way, she probably was, because she was probably shoved in there, and that was it.
Well, probably not.
Very little introduction.
My mom's not like that, but depends on how much time she had, because she probably didn't have a whole lot of time. But
right, and that's the story I got from her. Yeah.
Liberty was there, so at least... You know, she probably was thinking, well, Liberty's here, she'll have familiar company.
And she commented on on how friendly and calm-spirited the big white cat is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a feeling the white cat would do, it's like white and orange. But I had a feeling it would do good because Cindy said it was mellow.
Right. But that same cat would have nothing to do with me when Cindy was trying to transfer it over and even wanted to escape. So ultimately, Cindy had to pick it up and put it into the cat carrier, which it proceeded to try to tear apart to get out of.
Right. So, like Cindy.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Cindy a lot. Now he likes me. He likes me. And apparently he likes your mom. So. But it took him about a week to stop hiding from me.
Right.
And after that, it's fine. So, basically, with four cats in there that need to be able to get out, I need to clean out the utility area completely and get that thing down there. So.
Oh, speaking of which, I need to text my mom, the dump truck guy's number, so that if she comes up with the money for gravel before I do, then she'll order a load of gravel so that we can put it down. And then we can move the camper back there.
Okay, so I need... So I really need to clear the center area before I clear out the area for Hutchinson.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, that'll actually be easier because I don't have to deal with any thorns and stuff like that. But, okay, it seems a little counterproductive to do that first, but, yeah.
Well, I'll just work on both of them when it's ready.
I'll do the center area first. That way the gravel can be dropped and the trailer can be moved. And then one of us will invest in a cat door. And we'll install that in that place. And then the cats can go in and out.
There we go. Free Willy.
Because I assume that they'll have been in that for at least a couple of weeks before we get it moved.
Oh, yeah. It might not be till next month.
Yeah, that might be a little long, but all the same, I'd like to have it moved down there so that before they are allowed out.
All right. So. Well, then, yeah. As soon as it's cleared out, I'll have gravel. Well, once I get the mortgage paid for January, then I'll have gravel in there. Of course, my mom got the money, I guess, for the house. So she's going to put the money. Oh, I need to send her my mutual fund routing number and stuff so she can do that. She's going to contribute some money that way. And then that way it builds up interest until we need it. Because basically that's just it's pretty much just a high interest savings account for the most part. It's the best paying savings account I've ever had.
Right.
So if you don't have a mutual fund and you're listening to this podcast, maybe you need to get one. You know, just put your money, instead of putting your money in savings, put it in a mutual fund. And then that way it's like an emergency fund to where if you need it, you can pull it out and you make, you know, good money off of it.
You make money in the meantime.
Yeah. I love it. Should have done it a long time ago. I mean, it's easy to touch, but you don't have a lot of penalties when you pull it out like you do your IRA. Like I've done that too. So, IRA, pulling the money out of an IRA is very expensive. You don't really want to do it. And if you do, you better have a damn good reason. I thought I had a damn good reason, but I didn't. I had a good reason. Because I'm an idiot. Well, that didn't come out very clear.
No, I don't know.
Lighting. Oh, no, this document I'm trying to discard. I'll do it tomorrow when the sun's out and I got better lighting. Try to take a picture of it and send it to my mom.
I'm so tired. I'm trying to do stuff on Mysterio Legacy and I'm just losing it.
Oh, yeah, I'm probably not. I probably ought not even sign in to Mysterio Legacy because I'll end up dying.
That's not bad as long as you're not carrying anything.
I'm carrying bronze weapons and stuff.
Uh-oh. Who trapped the dogs up in the corner?
Trapped the dogs in the corner?
Yes.
How?
They're in the little shed. And the animal gate's closed.
Oh, you didn't do that?
No.
Oh.
They'll starve to death there.
I thought that was odd that you would do such a thing.
Yeah, they will starve to death. They will cease to exist after a while. Okay, I'm going to drop them several single meats so they become my dogs. And then I'll go to the bed. I don't know. They might be my dogs already. But I want to make sure that they're not stuck in there. Okay, one came out on its own. Come on. Come on. Both of you. Come on. No, don't go in there.
Hold your shovel.
Thank you.
And click on them and see who's there.
Good, 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 good. Got it. All right, they're out. Cool. Didn't even have to feed them. They walked out on their own. I don't know. I haven't checked. I don't really care. I'd prefer not to own them.
I know, but I want to know whose they are.
Right. Okay, hold on. I have my shovel. Okay. One is mine. Two is mine. They may have eaten the meat. And one is nobody's. Okay, I assume that the two... Okay, so the two that came out on their own is because actually they ate the meat that I put down there in order to convert them. They must have been nobody's.
Okay.
Did somebody...
Did somebody what?
Somebody built a tile in my garden again.
Built a fire?
A tile.
Yeah, that's where I feed them, because if you don't...
If you got a bed, they don't need to be fed. They really don't. They'll live forever with a bed. Problem is, though, the water keeps getting deep, so you got to make sure the water around the bed's clear.
All right, I'll stop feeding them.
But they will. Yeah, well... If you feed them, they become yours. All
right?
Right. But,
I was just feeding them to keep them from dying.
Yeah, no, you don't have to feed them to keep them from dying, as long as there's a bed that they can use. But that does mean you need to keep trees and stuff and water from getting deep near the bed. And quite frankly, we should probably tile the whole dang floor because we got other places to be a garden. And then we don't need... the basement.
Well, quite. I mean, that's if you want to do something with it, but I was just going to raise chickens.
Okay, if you're going to raise chickens in here, then it needs to be water and ground and whatever. Tell you what, looks like a chicken spawned in here, or you turned one loose.
It spawned.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, things are spawning in there, and I've seen the dogs go after a polar bear.
Yes. Yeah, and there's four dogs right now. So did you put a new dog in here?
I think so.
Okay. So I don't know who owns the fourth dog because I lost track. But I assume that the dogs had no owner. And the reason why they came following me is because it did actually eat some of the meat I put down.
Probably.
Okay.
I'm in the underground. I'm in a deep cave looking for more dogs.
Okay, so if ever you see dogs in that shed again, I didn't do it.
Right. I thought you did. I was like, why did he put a dog in the shed?
Yeah, okay.
He's supposed to be out here protecting the chickens and stuff.
Well, yeah, they will starve to death in there. So
I found the dog.
Yeah, they'll starve to death. Yeah, I'm thinking maybe we should remove all the water. But just do it in bits at a time and make sure that the dogs can handle it.
Cool.
And you know, if you add a dog or two, expose a dirt or two.
Right on.
Yeah.
I got another dog. I'm bringing it back. I'm going to put it. Those two side sections.
Yeah.
You know, on the left and on the right of the chicken area.
I don't know.
A lot of chickens.
Oh, cool.
South of that area, the water area.
All right.
Yesterday, I think it was, I was there doing repairs. And there was chickens galore. They all died since. But there was chickens like crazy. And I was like, dang, we need to get more dogs.
That was outside of my old base.
Yeah, the top part of the farm.
You know, got enough deep water spontaneously coming into existence. I'm getting rid of this deep patch I made on purpose.
Okay.
Anytime we need a deep patch of water, it'll spontaneously generate someplace.
Spontaneously generate us.
I probably shouldn't even do this because I'm so tired.
Snake. So new dogs can handle snakes.
New dogs can handle snakes, and once they get up to about 200 to 250 hit points, they can easily handle bats. And by the time they're 500 hit points, they usually can handle slimes and skeletons. So, skeletons are kind of the test.
Cool. It only took it down like 25%.
But
not to 25%. It's at 75% now.
Yeah, see, that's something, though. At 500 hit points, you have to monitor them when they're attacking things like wolves and skeletons and slimes. Because if they get ganged up on, they can still get killed.
Right, but one-on-one.
Yeah, they usually do all right. And you got to make sure You don't let them get into battle again if they've been injured, you know. And
right,
it's,
not right away.
It's a little ways, you know, around 1,000. Around 1,000. If I can take a dog through Noobsville at around 1,000, I won't even monitor them anymore when they're fighting at things, because they heal quickly enough that they can go from wolf to bat, snake, snake. You know, they do all right.
Oops, I should let the dog have that bat. One hit, I killed it.
Yep. Well, you don't know. But then again, if you're standing there on hand, ready to kill whatever the dog's working on, if you can kill it barehanded, let the dog do anything. What in the heck? I was digging that spot because I couldn't move forward, so I assumed it was deep water. I turned it into dirt. I still couldn't move into it. It's like, what was there? All right, I only got one more patch of deep water to go. Yay. Now. All right, I'm going to harvest this bush because I don't know for sure where the chicken spawns. But I knew that one of these two squares is where the chickens spawn. They might spawn other places as well, but I'm giving up. I'm logging out.
Giving up.
I've done something in all three of the servers I usually haunt. And I'm just logging out.
Yeah. I'll log out as soon as I get this dog back.
My Chihuahua.
That's what we got, little Chihuahuas. Or little pit bulls, one or two. There's a bat.
Let's see now.
Batty.
Okay, so my trades haven't cleared.
Actually, I'm
Oh, my little workers are out there doing stuff, and we'll probably still be doing stuff when I wake up. That's cool. And so obviously I can't do anything else to my buildings because I've spent all of my all my crystals on everything else. Oh yeah, I've almost spent. I've almost made 200 points worth of transmitter.
Transmitters.
Yep, I got 7 more points to go before I break that first threshold of accomplishment. Which is funny. Oh, I must have made level 5. No, I'm level 4. I need one more mission to complete it. Well, that'll probably be the one. Because I'll probably make a level 7 or higher transmitter tomorrow.
Yeah, I need to get another load so I can place some more transmitters.
Just place them where you're at.
How many days are they good for?
They're, I don't know. I don't know how long it gives you a domination score. I haven't figured any of that out. Still haven't figured out how to make a good transmitter. I've made some good transmitters, but I haven't figured out how I'm doing it.
Yeah, I haven't figured out how to do it on purpose.
That's right. Haven't a clue.
Kind of like making a relationship work.
Yeah, that's true. And that's not good. Can't really experiment with one of those.
Need a woman to experiment on that.
Well, you know, actually you can experiment on it, and it's called, you know, serial dating.
Serial dating.
Yeah.
I bought some cereal at Walmart the other day.
And you checked all the dates?
Uh-huh.
So you dated your cereal?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm a cereal dater and a cereal killer.
I think I want the portal range upgrade.
I think I want $1 million.
Yeah, something like that. Well, our group has 18,000 points that we've accumulated toward the 20,000 point upgrade.
Cool, cool.
I see that our crystal member donation thing has not really changed for a week. So.
It looks like they just upgraded it because I donated a bunch. And then...
a bunch of what?
Stones, crystals.
Which one? What color?
I don't remember.
Green! We're at 35% red, 20% yellow, 17% green, 21% blues, and 13% purple.
Maybe it's still the same. Because I donated green and, I don't know, I think maybe red. Because green and red are the ones I have the most, though. Green and red, I have mostly green and red.
Yep.
Looking for dogs in the underground, looking for dogs.
All right, maybe I can play this other game mindlessly.
Mindlessly. Killing skeletons mindlessly.
No, I don't think they have skeletons to kill in this game yet.
Having my dog kill skeletons while I sit back and watch.
Parallel origin.
Parallel poopagen.
Oh, cool. I can't log in.
Oh, hey, look. Another dog. Yay. Day.
Why would I be excited about the fact that I can't log in to Parallel Origin? Come on, tell the people.
Yay. He arfed. Why would you be excited about not being able to log in?
Yeah.
That means there's probably another update.
Which means
we might be able to do something today that we couldn't do yesterday.
Bingo.
Boom, shaka laka laka luka laka luka laka leaky leaky leaky. Leaky laka
laka
laka.
What's going on here?
I found another old Parallel Kingdom player.
Yeah?
In Mysterio Legacy. And sent him an invite.
How come I don't see you available for update?
Oh, you probably have to sit down and restart your phone.
I've done that already.
Then they probably need to do another update.
Oh. Yeah, because it doesn't say. I found it in the list of installed. And it says open. It says they used it 1 minute ago, which is true. Okay, you're probably right. But that means they worked on something. In other words, he's been working all day and late into the night because I think he's over in Europe. And, yeah, see, I can't log in. I can switch between registration and login, but pushing the login button doesn't do anything for me. Okay, well, so I'm happy that I can't play the game.
I'm so happy, so very happy that I cannot log in and play my game. I'm so happy, so very happy. I cannot log in and play my game.
I think it was yesterday. He was saying that it's his main focus. There's two issues he's working on. He wants to work on relocation. Traveling stuff. And manners.
Mind your manners.
Yeah, must be very polite. No, as in a large family home, a manor. So.
A large family home.
So let's see if I can find anything on Discord that might explain the current state.
Years, 5 booger noses. 3 stupid bats. 2
Parallel Origin
barking
chat.
Dogs. 1 piece of meat and a booger picker nose eater.
Let's see what's going on in chat.
Chat, chat, bo, bat, banana, fana, fo, fat, me, my, mo, mat, chat.
Oh, I've got a new mention. Somebody has mentioned me.
Holy moly. Somebody mentioned David Ray.
I don't know where they mentioned me.
Hurry, dog, hurry. You missed the action. Skeleton time. Kill the skelly, kill the skelly, kill the skelly, kill it dead. And my dog's finished it off. Yay, silver. Check my dog status. Still level 1. Still level 2.
Mm.
tats on. Otherwise, I'd just go to the snake pit and train them there. But this is a good place to do dog training. And it's a good place to find more dogs. I killed that bat. Missing in action. Heard some fighting going on around here. Where'd he go? I don't know, but I see a bat. Get the bat.
You know, that's something Discord needs to do. They need to be able to search the chat for words. So if it tells you that you're mentioned in something, you should be able to not have to scroll through 50, 60, 100 messages to find out where you were mentioned.
What's the fun in that?
Oh, a lot more fun than trying to do this when you're tired and your eyes won't stay focused.
Yeah, that's why I'm bringing the dogs back home now. I'm about to fall asleep.
Right. Bring the dogs home, and then bring the show to a conclusion.
Bring the show to a conclusion. Anything else we want to talk about?
I'm sure there are, but for the life of me, I can't remember.
Well, we was talking about outcome, quality of outcome versus quality of something or other on
right.
The last podcast. But there was something that I was thinking about mentioning on this podcast or on that podcast because it was less political than the other. Normally, everything is political stuff that we were talking about. But now I don't remember what it was. Besides the fact that I'm meant to be single for the rest of my life because I'm an idiot.
Right.
Women suck. At least feminist women. Oh, yeah, that's one thing I wanted to say. We need to start following the non-feminist movement to find some non-feminist women to be worth hunkering down with.
Right.
Oh, what's his face? Peterson also believes the Earth is flat.
Does he? Well, I congratulate him in challenging authority.
I'm just kidding. I don't think he thinks it's flat. And he's a scientist. I'm sure he's done some homework on it.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't a bunch of scientists who haven't bothered to do homework on it.
This scientist does a lot of homework.
Good.
I'm sure he's done some homework on it. Maybe not a lot. I'm sure he's done some. So if he ever calls, oh, Carlos, we'll ask him if he thinks it's flat or not.
What? Why are you asking that? Okay, so apparently there's a D&D game that you can play with the bot, with the spam bot, on the Parallel Origin Discord channel.
Cool.
That's funny. Sort of. Developer blog. That's,
you know, I told my blonde joke in global chat on Parallel Origin yesterday.
Say that again.
Blonde joke. What do you call a blonde that dyes her hair?
Blonde?
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah, but what if she dyed her hair blonde?
Well, then that would be even dumber, so... Again, it would be artificial intelligence. No, I can see why a blonde would dye her hair blonde.
Right.
Tim did it all the time.
Oh, my God.
But that's mostly because she was older and her blonde was fading. I can't go up those stairs.
Oh no, you're trapped.
Cat built the trap.
You should put that in global chat.
Yeah, I'm too tired to go on and on about it, though.
But you can't go up the stairs.
Yeah. I was stuck.
Oh, my. Yes, there's new critters. There's three different colors of golems now. And the trees have colors. What's going on?
Cool. Wow, there's three chickens over here already. Cool.
I check. Are the dogs free?
I got two dogs in there now.
Oh, God, I can't even read the Discord, whatever, properly. Okay, there we go. New messages. Version 0.6.2 is rolling out, completely changes the render engine, which results in better performances. Black
butter
and blue
performance.
I'm sorry. Completely changes the render engines, which results in better performance.
Cool.
Black and blue screens of death is finally solved with the newest server-side update. Those who suffer from it enjoy playing. A little update is coming soon. User slash password that is loaded upon startup will now change to the latest successful login, not the first login in total. Okay, cool. So if you log in multiple characters, it'll whoever you logged in last successfully is who will get loaded up.
Okay. So they're locking in IP addresses, basically.
Not exactly. Okay, so January 3rd, 2019, 11:23. That was what, 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
Version 0.6.3 rolling out, including updating saved user login credentials, GPS permissions, and better performance. Okay, so there's no mention here. The server being down now. Ouch. Darn it.
Darn it.
All right. Yeah, today at 11:03 p.m., somebody commented on the fact that the server was still down. That's the only comment in chat today.
Today at midnight or lunch?
Well, 11:03 p.m. Let's see now.
What time is it now?
11:07. So that was 4 minutes ago. Somebody commented on that. So if I checked it, as soon as I started checking, I wouldn't have gotten that message.
Right.
Bug finding machine. Improvements, off-topic discussion, memes. What the heck? Let's look at the memes. They often have something intelligent to talk about. Okay. I don't know how to explain this one. But here it goes. I told Jabong, this is how you build a snowmong. And there's a... The characters depicted have in front of them huge piles of cocaine that they're forming snowmen out of. Can't repeat that one. That's disgusting. Okay, so this stuff was from around Christmas time. Sleep under the tree so when your family wakes up, they realize that you are a gift. Did you fall asleep? All right, here's one. When everybody at work is in a bad mood except you, they show Darth Vader and some stormtroopers, and in the column of people walking down the hallway is Big Bird. Ouch. You're familiar with Dennis the Menace? You're not awake, are you? All right, folks, I think that concludes this podcast. If you want to hear more riveting conversation like the ones we're having for the last couple minutes,
go to the rabbittrailpodcast.com.
He wakes up. Finish it out.
Yeah. Sunday, Monday evenings at 9:30-ish. We have our Demented Dungeons & Dragons podcast where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons & Dragons. And we have our Scrap podcast where we talk about the increase in the size, the cost, the extent of the reach, and the power of a terroristic, tyrannical government. And what are we going to do about it? So our DD&D podcast is for everything else. So Mondays, starting around 7 p.m., check out our website, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, for more details.
All right. Good night, folks.
MGTOW. Go MGTOW.
Yeah, I can't agree with that, but seems like I'm doing it anyway.
Pretty much. Same here.
Good night, folks.
Bye. I'm too tired to hit the hang-up button.